May have heard recently the flurry of conversation around the Grampians and some of the climbing bans. It all came from a draft report. Part of the report mentions a plan to reintroduce dingoes to the Grampians National Park. Parks Victoria and the traditional owners see it as a way to control foxes and other introduced pest animals. Naturally enough, not everyone thinks it's a good idea. Rod Miller is at Glenpain. He's a merino and pole merino stud owner. Not happy with this?
No, it's just to put it nicely, it's just a joke. I just can't see this gaining traction, and it just decimates the sheep industry around the Grampians.
Are you confident that if it was done, that would be the end result? Because they're talking about foxes and cats and other introduced pests rather than livestock on properties.
Yeah, look, I'm no David Attenborough, but all predatory animals, as far as I know, prey on the weak and the vulnerable. So sheep would fit that bill perfectly. They're not going to run around and try and chase a kangaroo when there's a sheep sitting in the paddock. They can just chase it 5 minutes and they've got it.
What's been the conversation amongst you and your neighbours, Rod?
Oh, well, they just can't believe that people can actually come up with an idea like this. I just can't see it working. I mean, they've spent a hell of a lot of money and time introducing yellow-footed rock wallabies into the Grampians, and then they're going to introduce dingoes. So that just defeats the purpose.
How big's your place?
Look, we're about I don't know, 5,600 acres.
Okay, and what sort of numbers do you carry?
Oh, look, we're sort of 10,000 sheep, I suppose, round figures.
So the potential cost to you with those sort of numbers, if a lot of sheep were taken, it's a substantial loss to you if it did go wrong.
Oh, my word. I mean, to buy in young sheep at the moment, you're looking at sort of round figures, $300, like a head. It doesn't take long for a pack of dingoes to do a bit of damage in one night.
Are there wild dog issues anyway in the Grampians or not?
No, and let's keep it that way. I mean, what's stopping domestic dogs crossing with these dingoes? They're saying that they're going to release them in the Wartook Valley away from the farmland. Well, that's just stupid. I'm only a hop, step, and a jump from the Wartook Valley. Dingoes don't know boundaries.
If it did come to pass that they did this, what could you do? What would you do, Rod?
Well, I don't know whether I'm supposed to say this, but I'd shoot every dingo on sight. It's just a joke. It just can't happen.
Could you build a dog-proof fence? I know that would be a very expensive option, but could it be done, do you think?
Well, they do it in Queensland, and it's costing them a huge amount of money. And then you've got maintenance on top of that. You've got to patrol it all the time, make sure kangaroos aren't digging holes under it and putting holes through it. And who pays for this, and who pays for the maintenance? Poor old farmer gets another cost put on him.
It is a draft plan. Are you likely to put in any sort of submission to this draft plan or a collection of farmers from your district?
Well, if they want me to, I would, but surely this can't gain traction. It's just ludicrous.
You're by far and away not the only one who's voiced concerns about this. There's a number of lobby groups, individuals, all sorts of people have come out against it. Some have come out in support of this as well. Let me put this to you simply, Rod. Do you think farmers will be listened to in this debate?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I just like it'd just decimate it. It'd just ruin our what we've got going here at the moment, especially with the merino stud too.
Why so the merino stud in particular?
Well, we've spent 45 years breeding them up to where they are now, and to have a pack of dogs come in and slaughter them, and it'd be just like I wouldn't be able to sleep at night not knowing what's going on up in the back paddock. I had a dog trapper ring me last night, an old dog trapper. He's 80 years old, and the last thing he said to me, "Don't let them release dingoes, whatever you do." So that's telling you something.
Yeah.